I love to see spiritual things in secular things. Oftentimes I think it's by accident, or perhaps because I'm so wired that way, I want to see something spiritual in everything, even secular songs. And so on my way home from the jail, it's a long drive, I ran a while, and we were late getting away from the jail, coming into the teeth of traffic for miles and miles and miles in Dallas, and then in Richardson, and then in Plano, and I'm just like beside myself. And so I'm just kind of twirling the radio dial a little bit. I heard something and I thought, you know, that is exactly what a Christian should make sure doesn't happen. It is this song that has a catchy tune and everything to it, but it's all these songs are about, that are about, you know, breakups and some bad guy or some bad girl. They're just depressing. But this song is, has that chorus line that is, "I ain't missing you at all since you've been gone." And one of the parenthetical remarks in the song is, "In your world, I have no meaning." So obviously it must be the person who's been, has broken up from with someone and still loves them and knows that they don't care. And of course I spiritualized it, because there's just a ton of people that think that in this such and such person's world, they have no meaning. Sometimes it's in terms of class, like the poor thinking the rich don't care about them and they have no meaning to the rich. Sometimes it's in terms of race. I've heard a lot of that, especially with what happened in Ferguson, and saying, you know, well, white people don't, in their world, we have no meaning. And other things like that. People should never feel that way. Now, if they feel that way because of their own prejudices and their own anger, you know, I can't do anything about that. But as a human being, I think we should be driven to make sure that in our world, everybody thinks they have meaning. And that's just so critically important. I was listening to some lectures by Father Moses Berry for the last St. Moses the Black Conference. I think it was the 21st, and I was going to go, but I had a big odyssey, and my plane was canceled, and all kinds of terrible stuff, so that I wasn't able to go. But I'm listening to all of the lectures, and I'm getting really stoked. And he's saying things that are basically similar to saying, "In your world, I have no meaning," should never, ever be something that's said to a Christian. Now, he didn't use those terms, but it's the same truth. And I advise you to listen to his lectures. They're really very remarkable. And God willing, I'll be able to meet him in person soon. We've got to care about everybody. We've got to care about the fact that there are black people in Ferguson that think white people hate them, and I think everybody is profiling them. Of course, anything that is said in the absolute is generally, I think, always untrue. Every white cop is not profiling every black person. But it does happen, and it happens a lot. And those people, especially young black men, probably think, "In your world, I have no meaning." And that's a terrible thing to think, because that makes a man angry, that makes a man bitter, and that makes a man unreliable as far as how he's going to act. If you have hope, if you think somebody cares about you, you interact with them in a different way. And perhaps that's what happened in that fatal interaction, that there was presuppositions on both sides, and it went south, it went askew, and a tragedy happened. Of course, depending on sometimes your point of view, your class, your race, you're going to say different things. And I think it's because of this idea that in my world, or in your world, I have no meaning. if a black person thinks in a white man's world he has no meaning, he's going to say, well, there was an execution, or there was a profiling, and he was hunted down. And that may well be true. I guess the evidence may show it, or perhaps the evidence may not show it, or perhaps the evidence, even if it shows it, will not lead to a conviction. That's happened many times. I don't think we can have justice in this world. And so if a person thinks that they have no meaning in another person's world, it doesn't matter if there are people punished. You still have bitterness in your heart. I want to find a way to show everybody that I interact with that they have meaning in my life. You know, I have an experience where I go to jail quite often, and I talk to black men that I otherwise wouldn't say a word to, because I'm not in their part of the neighborhood, or because they might look at me with some sort of suspicion, or they might not be interested in talking to me. But in the prison, it's sort of a melting pot, and you're just put together with people all the time. So I talk to strangers that I wouldn't talk about or talk with in other environments, I'm pretty sure. I'm positive, in fact. And it's like normal interaction with a normal person. He might have suppositions about how white people feel, but the white person that's talking to him and the person of me is just treating him like a regular person. And it's really a very refreshing thing to do that in jail. Even though jails are in many ways one of the most racially divided places, a white man can go into the jail and he'll end up talking to black people that he wouldn't have otherwise talked to. And I hope very much that anybody I talk to comes away with feeling, not one that you think, but just with an understanding in their soul, even if their mind doesn't understand it, in their soul, that they understand that in my world they have meaning. I think that's the real key to getting rid of racial unrest, of racial divisions, of profiling, of violence, and of everything else. If people feel that they matter to others, then the ones that are not beyond change, and there are bad people in the world, they won't change. But the ones that are not criminal because they're criminals, but criminal because of their environment and because of their anger, or not necessarily that they're criminal, but they are angry and feel dismissed, those people will have a chance to heal. And it happens that white people need healing, black people need healing, Hispanic people need healing. Everybody should feel that they have significance in the other person's life. That's maybe perhaps not so incredibly profound to you, but to me, it's the way I want to live. And in a secular song that was about a bad breakup, I saw an incredibly important message that echoed the message that Father Moses Berry had given, and that is, everybody should think, should feel, should know in their bones that in my world they have meaning. And that should be the same for you, that everyone should think that in your world they have meaning. If that happens, then really things will change. God help us.